SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Here we go. Harbor and Lisi with you, hour number two on the grid. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have you with us. We've got a lot going on. Tons of action here.
He
smoked him in that last game, Joe. 6-5, finally. Now he's up. He's got to finish this here.
Now we got to finish it out. Come on.
To get everybody caught up to speed, there's a ton of college basketball on tonight. We're watching all these games. Wisconsin's up 15-13 on Illinois. Very early there. Joe's on the Horned Frogs as they had an 8-point lead at the half over Texas Tech. There's a couple of other pretty good late-night games that are about to start. I know the LSU-South Carolina were on the opposite side of that one. And of course, we have KU and BYU we have coming up. And then we have been thrown into this tennis match. One of those weeks. The ATP Rio de Janeiro. Pau Fonseca, who lost the first set. He's up 6-5 in the second set. We got him live here. We put it with the golf, bunch of stuff for the Mexico Open starting Thursday. So we're hoping that this kid Fonseca, who Matias has been hyping this kid up, hopefully he's got a little gas here against Mueller and can finish the job down in Rio, where this kid's from, I guess.
I don't feel good about it. I just don't feel good.
I don't feel great about it either, to be quite honest with you, but we're going to try. Other than that, Joe, other than the college basketball, that's about it for tonight. Obviously, tomorrow the NBA gets back with one game, which is that Laker-Hornet makeup from the wildfires. And then they have a full, somewhat full NBA schedule on Thursday night to kind of get things cooking again. And then as far as hockey goes, we're waiting for Thursday when the United States and Canada will get together for that Four Nations face-off championship game. So, you know, that's where we're at. And, of course, Thursday, the Mexico Open. We'll have that cooking as well as we move forward. So all good stuff. Mike Carver and, of course, the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. I mean, we're in purgatory right now. This is it. We got to pull ourselves out. The 6 inches in front of our face with this Joe Fonseca and you know, it's just, he pulled this down with him. You know, he wanted, misery loves company, and that's exactly what he did, Matias. He got out of Dodge, right? He's got things to do. We got JP behind the scenes on the turntables. And at the end of the day, he brings us down with this Pau Fonseca that the kid can't even extend. The kid can't get separation from this guy, Mueller. I don't know if he's gassed out from the crowd. Maybe his nerves, but how do you lose game? How do you lose the first set 6-1? That means he was completely overmatched. His emotions got the best of him. The kid's not with it mentally. Kid's lost. We're dead to rights. Just
he's
counted as a loser.
You might have to count this as a loser. I mean, it's just.
Can't get separation. 6-6. What do you mean? Why is it 6-6?
Because Mueller just won that game. So
because you have to win by two, right? You have to win by two.
They've changed that. So now they'll do a tiebreaker here to get this. They'll play one for the seven, I believe. And this is not a major, so things could be a little different. But yeah, that's how they. They'll do a tiebreaker here, I believe.
I thought we won game two. I thought we won set two. We didn't. We're dead to rights.
We're finished.
Separation.
We're finished. It just went to plus 254. Why are they showing me a ball going back and forth? Where's the live feed? What happened here?
I don't know.
They're not allowed to show a tiebreaker? What is the deal here? Why did they take away the live feed of this on the dual app?
What do you mean? I have it on. I have the.
I don't. I'm watching. I just got a ball going back and forth like the old days.
I got the live feed.
This is over with anyway. It don't matter.
He's down 2-0 in the tiebreaker.
He's finished.
I told you this kid Mueller looked fresh. Kids got in a pool of sweat. He's breathing heavy. He's overwhelmed.
No shot.
He's
not
overwhelmed.
Ready for prime
this
time.
Kid Mueller is strong. This kid's like Drago Mueller. He's like Drago.
Not ready for prime time.
This kid Mueller is like Drago. We're dead to rights. The kid's
he's
big.
He's
going to
hear
strong.
About this, Joe.
He's not even sweating. This other guy looks like they brought him out from the barn. He's running the Kentucky Derby. He's in a lather, this guy. 2-1. Come on. Come on, Joe. What's his name? Yo, Joe. Joe Fonseca.
Joe Fonseca.
Plus 200. Right, we're dead to rights.
Well, he was
we're
just plus 350.
Rights.
He's coming back down. So give him a, you know, he needs to
what
get this
wins
thing.
The tiebreaker?
Oh,
what wins the tiebreaker?
Joe, I don't watch this dopey sport enough to know.
You're like Belichick. You're like Belichick. You can read to me paragraph 3, section 8 of the rule book. Tell me. 2-2.
Here
he comes. Pow. Come
here
on,
comes.
Joe. Come on,
Fonseca.
Joe. Come on, Joe.
Fonseca. Did you see the big fist pump, Joe? He gave the big fist pump after that one, too.
That's it. Come on, Fonseca. Plus
Joe's
150.
Disappearing on us. You got to get that camera back on.
Whoa.
Look out.
I got it on auto. I got it on autopilot. Hang on. Come on, Joe. Plus 170. What wins the tiebreaker? 3 points?
I don't know, Joe. I don't
know.
Well,
what help?
He's finished. It's plus 280 now.
3-2. We're dead to rights. Plus 280. How we get involved on this.
Does it go to six? Goes to six?
I have no idea. If it goes to six, why would he be plus 280?
Because they still got it, you know, he needs 3 and the other guy needs 4. So that's why it would be that.
Nah, plus 460. Dead.
Now he's finished. It's 4-2. He's finished. Matias has gotten us in the past with a few of these, with the UFC and a couple of other. He's not living this down, Fonseca.
This guy.
This guy up. Only reason I play is because he told her, this guy's the next star. He's going to be the guy. You got to bet. This guy, Joe, he was minus 3 bills pre-match.
This guy Mueller's in shape. He's big, broad shoulders. He's tall. He's not breaking a sweat. The cardio. This kid Fonseca looks like he's overmatched. He's just not strong enough.
Let's just call it like it is. He's not ready for prime time. Not ready for prime time. He's just not.
I mean, yeah. 19-13
Wisconsin.
He just went like this. He just went like this to see if he's still breathing. He's dead to rights. 5-2. Kid's
750.
Shot. Yeah, kid shot. The kid's
this is
dead.
Like watching, you know what this is like right now, Joe? It's like when you're watching one of those car crashes in slow motion. You know how this is going to end, and we're just continuing to watch this.
Just put the sheet over his face. He's dead to rights. That's it. This kid is shot. That's it. Done. Signed, sealed, delivered. Take it off the board. Lock it up. We got no
lock
shot
it up.
Right now.
This game
lock
is
it
this, this match
there it
is over.
It's over. It's over, I think.
Is it officially over? He just won?
6-2, yeah. Fonseca. That's
wow.
It. Dead to rights. You want to talk about
that
just losing it?
Completely. I got 5-3. I don't know what you. I got 5-3 now. Just bump it back
maybe.
Down a little bit.
Maybe. All right. Yeah. Okay.
All right. We're getting into some other stuff. Tennis match is going to be over by the time we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Harvard Leeson, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, with you here on the grid. Thankfully, Joe, actually more thankfully for the people listening, they don't have to hear us going on about the tennis match anymore. Fonseca gets buried in the tiebreaker. He's finished. Mueller with the victory. Congrats to him. Colorado State. Yeah, I know. They're in big trouble. Iowa State up 45-28 on Colorado. TCU still clinging to a 7-point lead over Texas Tech. They're at the under 16 timeout. -1.5 for TCU. Xavier hammering Butler. Air Force out to a lead on Wyoming in Laramie. Wisconsin up 12 now, 29-17. Nevada up 16-15 on Colorado State. BYU up 11-5 on Kansas. Seton Hall hits the first bucket of the game. They're up 3-0 on Marquette. BC up 5-4 on Vatek. LSU up 12-11. Houston up 5-2. So a lot of these games just getting started.
Carver, we can't get smashed with Illinois tonight. We can't get smashed with Illinois tonight. Like, really, they're down double digits. They need to make a run here. What is going on? Like, come on.
Yeah, I don't know. What is happening here, Joe? Jeez.
This Joe Fonseca, we got this negativity on the night.
Forget him. I don't want to hear about him anymore. The next time we bring up Fonseca is tomorrow night when we smash Matias with it when he comes back. That's the next time we bring up Fonseca.
He brought us right down like a dart, Carver, down like a dart. You're just terrible. Jeez. You want to talk? Misery loves company. That's it. Misery loves company. You know?
Yeah.
Joe Fonseca, this guy. Where'd he come from? Nobody knows.
Well, it doesn't matter, Joe. Just like I tell you all the time, now we cut the cord with it. We're done. We're on to the next thing. Okay? Fonseca didn't go well. We're out now.
Okay. I guess. Okay.
Find another way to put it with the golf. We don't need him.
We don't need him?
We're done with him.
All right.
So what else we got? Weren't we going to do a couple futures tonight? Didn't you say we were going to put? We were going to get some Final Four stuff going.
Yeah. So let's do that. All right.
You had me all excited for that.
Yeah, I had you all excited. I'm getting smashed with this Illinois. TCU's doing their bit.
We got time.
No. I have Illinois keyed though. I need Illinois to like keep it close. You know. They can't get smashed in this game. We're always zigging when we should be zagging.
You better make a call to your boy Underwood then. You better call him at halftime.
Wisconsin, as dogs, they're always overmatched. You take them, bet against them on the when they're at home, all of a sudden they play their A game. It's like, the team that lives and dies with defense. When you bet them, they get smashed. They can't make a shot, and they can't stop anybody. And all of a sudden, before you blink, they're down double digits. You bet against them, all of a sudden, that's it. It's like going up against UNLV with what was his name? I know Anderson Hunt. Who else?
Larry Johnson.
That's what it was. Yeah, Larry Johnson. Stacy Ogman, Plastic Man. He was my favorite, Plastic Man.
Jerry Tarkanian?
Yeah, that team. But I like Anderson Hunt. Kid was very underrated. Who was the other guard they had? They had another guard. Who'd they have? Ogman? Hunt?
Give me one second here, Joe. I'll get it for you.
Larry Johnson, Ogman, Hunt. And somebody else.
Greg Anthony, buddy. Greg Anthony.
That's right.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking of. But I wanted to make sure.
Hunt was 12. Greg Anthony was 50, right?
Correct. You remember. Nice job by you.
And of course, LJ was 4. My number.
Right. Yeah, your number was 4? You wore number 4, Joe?
High school.
Football?
Yep.
Where were you playing? Safety?
Corner. Corner and wing back.
Wow, corner. Corner and wing back.
I had the long towel. Anyway, we're down 10. What else? The great blistering pace in BYU. Last I saw was 18-5. 13-5. Excuse me. I need 153 and a half there. I altered that up.
You know how these get carved these games? You're on the wrong side here.
We've been in too many of these. Too many of these. Unbelievable. 31-19. Unbelievable.
You still got some time left in the first half, Joe, so it's not completely... There's 7 minutes left here.
And one. How about that,
see?
N1?
There you go. Come on, Joe. Get excited here.
I'll tell you what. Illinois's got to get them into their type of game where they're running the floor and they're, you know, not this back and forth. Yeah, here we go. Here's Matthias Burbell on Twitter. That's it. He ain't going to get away with the Twitter comment. I'm telling you that right now, the X comment.
I'd freeze him out. Freeze him out until tomorrow. Freeze him out.
Not going to comment. Not commented.
Freeze him out. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're back.
That's it.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159.
We hot, Carver. We hot.
What are they,
we're not
10?
Going anywhere. We're not going anywhere. Every time they try to get it, we bury a 3 ball. We're not going anywhere.
They're making some moves, huh?
We're not dead. We're not dead. We got to go on a little heater now. Don't get the negativity out there that our great producer just, you know, sprinkled this pixie dust in the first hour of the show. Push it out of your head.
So if we have single digits here, Joe, at the half, I'll be happy.
Another 3 ball. Oh,
let's go.
Come on. Come on.
Did he hit it?
No. We're down 10. Nah, and we always watch. Carver. Right. And one. That's it. The big man. N1. Down 8.
All right.
Shooting three throws. Here we go.
Get the big guy going down there. Give it to the big guy down there.
Look at this. Look, he is huge, this big guy. Look at Ivisic, whatever his name is.
Ivisic. Joe says Ivisic.
Whatever. 13. He got mud. Should be a flagrant. N1. Shoot 2.
Still an 8-point lead for TCU. Now they're at the under 12 timeout.
Good.
Texas Tech. Plus 3.5.
Nah.
Why not?
BYU 25-10. Extend. I love that total.
Kansas.
Smash them. Keep going. 154.5. Let's play some defense here. Get that. Get on there. Numbers. Here we go. Transition. Come on, Carver. We got the ball down 7. Come on. We're not going anywhere. We weathered the storm in the first half. I'd like to have the lead in the first half, I tell you. We have 3 ball. Oh. Got to box out, man. We're not boxing out. You know, getting good looks, Carver. We're getting good looks. Don't give that up. The kid just buried a 3. Come on. This guy's like 7'6".
That's
7'6". He's looks totally
uncoordinated. I'll be happy with single digits.
Oh, we're right back with a three ball down 7. We're not going anywhere.
Absolute gotta have it. Gotta have it.
Nice, Carver. Here we go. Down 7. Yeah. Here we go. Numbers. Transition. Three ball. Oh. All right, God, what do I have?
I was going through. This isn't real, this one story you sent me. The Steelers aren't interested in Daniel Jones. You didn't really send me that story.
I don't know. I don't know. Double check it. Fact check it. I don't know. I know Justin Fields wants to go to the Jets, he said.
Why the hell would he want to go there?
Well, Garrett Wilson, his former teammate, is there. That would be a story, no? We're down 10. Trading three balls. We can't. This team, Wisconsin, all of a sudden, 6 of 11 from three at home. I mean, really. Here we go. And one. Oh, Carver, we're good. We're good. We're down 8. This team is just, they're playing rope-a-dope with them, I think. They're playing rope-a-dope.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I wouldn't say they're playing rope-a-dope with them. Wisconsin's a good team. I would not say they're playing rope-a-dope.
I think we're the better team. I think we're the better team.
What number do you have?
I have 3.5. I have money line straight up to 12.5. So you tell me.
Money line all the way to 12.5?
Yeah.
Money line, 4.5.
No, 12.5? Money line, 3.5, 4.5, 9.5, and 12.5.
Man, you went in for the quad, huh? You're in that much on them, huh?
Yes, Carver. Here we go. Down 6. Down 6. I think they're the better team. I think they're the better team. That's it. I stick to my guns. I watched this team play. They were athletic. They shoot the three ball. I'm not sold on this Wisconsin team. I think they're frauds. Okay? Just because they got a number around them doesn't mean nothing to me. Doesn't mean
number
nothing to me.
Number 11, Wisconsin. Those numbers mean nothing. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Right.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Good to have you aboard here. So a couple of these 9 o'clock East tips, Joe, are getting towards the half, including, of course, our game that we're watching, which is Wisconsin up 8 on Illinois, 47-39. I'll tell you what else has happened in that game, Joe. That's a lot of points scored in that game.
I wish I had that over. They're on pace for like 180 points in this game.
What was that number?
I don't even know. I just know that the total was 3. It was 5.5 last night. The side was Wisconsin 5.5. Then money came in on Illinois. I didn't check the total. I think I want to say 142.5. Does that sound right?
Total was... One closed at 160, huh? That can't.
Oh, maybe.
Closed at 160? Yeah, I guess that's possible. 160 it closed at.
We're down 6, Carver. We're down 6. Not bad. We're down 6. All right?
I think that's pretty good considering where they were at one point in this game.
Could we steal one more? Could we steal one more here?
Need South Carolina to pick it up, too. They're down 13 at LSU.
Hey, new show. Ross is right. New show, Carver and Fonseca.
Carver.
Because that kid's got no future in tennis. Oh man, that kid got smashed.
Carver and sometimes Lisi.
Oh, we got it, Carver. Here we go. Come on. All right, we go into the half down.
What did you think of the Cam Ward, gonna regret it if you don't take me, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more concerned about these free agent moves. Like, I actually think, believe it or not, you're gonna think I'm crazy. I think Justin Fields to the Jets would be a perfect fit, but being a Dolphin fan and I don't want the Jets to get him because I actually think that would be a really good fit for him, but. You got a good running game. You got his former teammate, Garrett Wilson, there, former Buckeye. Justin Fields, mobile. Offensive line sucks. So he can break contain with his legs. I think it's a pretty good fit for him. He's young. He would buy into Aaron Glenn. He's a team guy. You tell me. You want to go with Kyler Murray?
Nobody's a good fit for the Jets.
They want Kyler Murray. The guy couldn't play in 35-degree weather. You want him in MetLife? I mean, this is again, how stupid could these GMs be? I just don't. The guy was complaining about 35-degree weather going to Carolina and playing Arizona. You're going to put this guy in MetLife where it's cold, wind, rain.
I haven't seen that one. Who's throwing that one around? I didn't see that, Kyler Murray.
It's been on the Instagram.
You know,
post.
They made some strides, Joe. Why would they want to do that? Arizona got better this year.
Oh, I agree, but you know, I'll tell you what. Hang on, let me see. Kyler Murray.
Well,
let's
some
see.
Of the stuff you find on Instagram is...
There it is, Jets. Let's see. Who came out with this one?
You always got to check Joe's sources sometimes.
The Jets are urged to trade for Cardinals Kyler Murray via the Athletic HQ.
The Athletic HQ. Is that like the Athletic... But with an HQ after it? What is that?
Yeah, here it is. Via the Athletic's Zach Rosenblatt believes Arizona would be a good fit for the New York Jets.
We're going to have to look into that.
Arizona is unlikely to part ways with Murray, but an aggressive offer from the Jets could make things interesting. Just saying. I think that's a bad fit, but hey. You do what you want. TCU tied now. Hang in there.
Don't go down.
Don't go down. You're always against me.
I just think Texas Tech's better, and you could have got him with a couple of sticks when they were down. I think it would have been a good play.
Smash job by Iowa State tonight. 58-39. I'm laying 9.5 there. All right, okay. Come on, TCU. Just don't go down. Don't go down, TCU. Just hang
got,
in there.
You got a money line?
No, 7.5 up to 13.5.
Oh, all right. You have them getting?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say anything.
Good.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to leave you alone on that one.
Thanks, Sky.
I know you don't want to hear.
You know.
Marquette up 10 on Seton Hall.
Is that total coming in at 136.5?
It's a pretty light start. 23-13, 10 minutes in. A light start.
I would take a shot on that over.
Yeah, I'm going to pass.
What do you think about these Steelers? I sent it to you. Daniel Jones. Pharrell might lose it if that happened.
Yeah, I didn't even broach that with him today because he's already
tickle him with that tomorrow. Tickle him with that tomorrow.
I might have to bring that up. But yeah, but the problem is, who'd you get that from?
I sent it to you. What do you mean?
I know that. I'm looking at who the sort. You know, sometimes you got to look at these sort. Like everybody who you know has a phone now could come up with a rumor. The Pony Express. There's interest in former Jan inside the Steelers organization. They could do a lot worse than Jones. Yeah, you know what else? They could also do better. I mean,
well,
honestly.
Hey, you know what kills me? He played there this year with the Giants and threw a costly pick at the end of the game, and the Steelers want to sign this guy? But if he was on our team, he would make the throw. Steelers aren't going to win a championship ever. That might be – if they sign – Daniel Jones, that might be the fork in Mike Tomlin. You know, the winning. If they took on Daniel Jones after taking on Russell Wilson and they don't make the playoffs and go 9-8, they would get. I think that would the fan base would turn on Tomlin if that happened.
It feels like that's where Rodgers is going to be.
Steelers.
Rodgers, and they take a quarterback in the first three rounds. whether that's Action Jackson Dart or somebody else.
Good luck. How do you say good luck?
God bless and good luck. God bless and good luck. That's what it would be if they did that. That's for sure.
I mean, you got to be kidding me. These teams, Carver, that come up with this. TCU, don't go down, man. Down three. Don't go down. Come on. You led the whole game. You led the whole game. Come on, Dixon. Take a T.O., baby.
Can't have it.
Stop the bleeding.
Can't have it.
Where's the tourniquet when you need it? Where's the tourniquet?
Where's the tourniquet? Can South Carolina get going here?
No. Like, no, smash them. Smash them.
You know, you're always got to do that. That's a game where everybody can eat. We could both win. And, oh, smash them. Run them out of the building. Smash
them. That's
them.
It. Run them out of the gym.
It's not right. It's poor taste. Poor taste by you. It really is. Poor taste. Carver and Lee, 60 Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM. Channel 159. Great to have you with here. I want to do some games, Joe, for tomorrow. But there was something I just saw. I laughed at. Where is it? I gotta find this for Joe. There was a headline on ProFootballTalk.com.
Yeah.
And it said on the headline, Matt Eberflus has a plan for Micah Parsons. Hopes to make him even better. Eberflus. Guy's like a bad penny, man. You just can't get rid of him. Everywhere he goes, no good. Guy's Parsons, like he's just, penny. I mean, come on. Micah Parsons.
I mean, come on, Carver. You got to be kidding me. Seriously? And Micah.
Going to make him better.
Okay.
Going to make him better.
Yeah.
You don't think that he could do it, Eberflus?
I think Micah Parsons is a compiler. I don't know. I don't think Micah Parsons.
Oh, he's a compiler.
I don't think Micah Parsons is. They make him out like he's LT out there. Micah Parsons should stop with the podcast and worry about really, you know, stepping up in a big game that actually matters, like, you know, against Washington or Philadelphia or a good team, as opposed to a gutless team that is under 500. That typically are the games that Micah Parsons steps up against. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Am I wrong with that? Where is the game winning performance in a playoff game or, you know, anywhere where Micah Parsons took the game over from a defensive perspective? Can you tell me? Because I haven't seen it.
Nope. Plenty of strip sack fumbles though, when the Cowboys are up 27-10.
Oh, he's got those, yeah. Yep.
You got plenty of those.
Yeah. I guess they don't bring that up on his podcast either, huh?
No.
Yeah. And what's with this? Every player now has a podcast. St. Brown has
much.
A podcast. These guys
pretty
need
much.
To know. You're not that funny. I mean, some of these guys are like, I mean, honestly, I mean, half these guys are, I play ball. All right, great. You're as boring as you know. They are. Boring as anything, these guys. Boring, terrible.
I'm going to give you a few games for tomorrow. Of course, we'll be on tomorrow night. You've been riding this Vandy team, and they're catching 6.5 in Kentucky tomorrow night.
If I'm not mistaken, when Kentucky was in Nashville, that was a game. I think they pulled it out. They were laying 2.5.
Vandy beat them.
Okay, so Vandy won
beat
that
them in Nashville.
They were catching, I think, 3.5 in that game. Vandy beat. So it's a similar situation that they had with Tennessee. Vandy beat Tennessee in Nashville and then went on the road where they lost seven straight and played very good. Now this game is in Lexington or this game is in Nashville?
This game is in Lexington.
And they're catching how much?
6.5 I've got here.
I sort of liked him. You want to take him?
I could get in on Vandy.
What's the total? 159.5?
161.
You want to go under?
I think it's heavy. I go under.
You want to go under? Hope we're not a half court game?
Under.
All right, let's go under. All right. What else we have tomorrow night? Let me see what else sticks out.
How about Nebraska, Penn State?
Where's that game?
That game is at Penn State.
What's the line?
I actually don't have a number for that game yet. A total, 149.5. I don't have a line.
How about this? How about we got Bama, Missouri tomorrow?
Yeah, that and Missouri favored.
Really?
Yeah, I saw a couple books that had Missouri as the favorite. Let me get where I, 1 second here. Let me bring that game up. Hold on. Yeah, I have, there was a, this book doesn't have it up yet. Let me open up another book here, Joe. Here we go. Tomorrow night. Geez, I mean, how far do you got to scroll? Missouri minus 1.5.
I would lay it. Coming off a rivalry game, they lost. They're on the road.
It's like a quasi-system play. I know both teams are ranked, but it's on the same principles as the system play. Really, the lower-ranked team is favored over the higher-ranked team.
What's the line in Arkansas catching against Auburn?
16.5.
Double what they caught against A&M. They got to be able to cover that, no?
I sort of like the Hogs.
Let's take the Hogs. I like the Hogs. Again, it's a Auburn at Arkansas underrated football rivalry. And they always go right down to the wire with these games. Let's take the points with Cal. Back-to-back road games.
Now you love Cal. Now Cal's your guy. Now you want to back Cal.
We're getting almost 20 points.
I agree. I'll take Arkansas.
All right. I like them. Maybe they can make a little run here. They just got to lose by less than... All right, we're underway. We're down 8. Right out of the gate here with down 8. Unbelievable.
Rutgers playing the late-night bailout blowout in Seattle against Washington.
Yeah, I like the St. John's game. I want to lay it with St. John's.
I don't have that here. What do you got for the number?
They're playing DePaul. That line is, hang on. I'll tell you right now. That line is, the Johnnies are, I don't have a line. No line.
I don't have to give you the line. Carver Lee from Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM 159.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SportsGrid Radio, SiriusXM 159. 54-48, Joe. 6-point game in Wisconsin as Illinois, I guess, is going to hit a three here.
Yeah.
And I'm live. Right. Nevada up 3 at the half. BYU cleaning out Kansas.
What's the score?
46-26. Beaten by 20.
Is that at the half?
It's less than a minute left in the half.
All right. I have over 150 in a 3 in that game. We got to stop here. This guy's on fire, this kid. What's his name? This point guard, Sky, he pushed off. They didn't call it. Then he throws. He thinks he's Jordan with the fadeaway three. Come on, go. What about the slap guy? He slapped him.
We will get, Joe, the NBA back tomorrow night, but it actually won't be until after we finish. So we could do the NBA tomorrow night. We got to play something. I mean, no minutes restriction for Luka. Luka back. Lakers tomorrow night.
I'm aggravated. We're down 8 now.
Going to be the last Wednesday here for Joe for a while, too, tomorrow night.
Again, but a while. It's for 1 month, Carver. Let's, will you stop?
It's a while. For a while.
It's a while. Always got to do that. The kid's giving him the elbow. Can we call it? Guy's getting mugged.
Take him down. We got to do the golf tomorrow, too. Final plays for the golf tomorrow, Mexico.
We can't get one call in this game. Not one call in this game. Guy's getting mugged. Elbow to the throat. No call.
It's not going well. Not going well. Your boy Boswell, 3 fouls already.
All right. Pretty soon I'm going to count this as a loser. This is going to ruin my night now.
Well, you got it keyed with everything. Right?
Yeah.
You got it keyed with everything.
Got it keyed with everything.
You never got you never got the final four stuff to me tonight, so.
We'll do it tomorrow.
We'll have to try again for that tomorrow.
What do you mean try again? We were involved in game on a lot of stuff tonight. You know, we got sidetracked by our great producer, you know, missed it. All right, we're down 9, hanging on by a thread. I mean, really, you know, this whole game, we're down by 8, 7, 6. Could we break through? Could we actually break through here? All right.
No.
It's got a good shot. We're down 7. Could we cut it down? Could we cut it down? You know, we were on this, Joe Fonseca missed this. Come on. Get that back.
Fonseca ruined our night.
Yeah, he brought us down like a dart.
Feels like Wisconsin never misses these threes. I mean,
nice start. He got mugged. He got mugged. Guy's getting abused under the basket. Where's the foul?
No foul. Unbelievable. How do they not blow a whistle there, Joe?
Yeah, but they blow it on the other end.
Sad.
Was he not mugged? Really is. Was he not mugged, that guy?
I thought there was a lot of contact when he was down low underneath the basket. Seemed like 3 guys came up on top of him. What TCU
so nonchalant
do?
Nonchalant about. Here we go.
What'd they do?
They're up 3. They're up 3. 1:22 left.
All right, down to the wire in Fort Worth. The Frogs.
You believe so, Tech is the answer. You can catch them 350 on the money line.
No, I would play the points, but
I laid it with UCLA tonight, too. I hope I'm right. The 11.5 against Minnesota.
I hope you're right, too. I'm on UCLA as well. Joe, great job as always. I'll see you tomorrow night. We'll have more college basketball and a few other things. Great job by JP. Sliding in. We'll never say great job to Matias again after he gave us on stage tonight. Barbara Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, cast the tickets. See you tomorrow.